Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Live from City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 11th edition of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Even in White Plains it is, Matt. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She's the world's fastest talking woman. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World with your host, Fran Capo.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. I have so much to tell you since our last show, and I'm very excited about the show that we're going to have today. But you know that when I left you guys last in April, I was talking about that I was going to go on this really cool adventure, right? It's a Valentine's Day gift that my husband got me, and it was to do zero G. For those of you who don't know who zero G, it's zero gravity. So literally, I went in a gutted 727 airplane, which was a cargo plane, and we did a series of parabolas. Now, just think of a roller coaster, but one at 24,000 feet. So it goes at 24,000 feet, then goes up to 32,000 feet. It arcs over, and when it arcs over, that's called a parabola. And in that arc, you get 30 seconds of free fall, of weightlessness, okay? And so then they do that a series of times. The zero G is also known as the vomit comet, and the reason is because a lot of people can't handle the motion. So they actually give you a bag, and hopefully people have good aim, otherwise it'll be going all over the place, would not be a good thing. And but it is so awesome. That's where they filmed the movie Apollo 13, and that's and other people, celebrities that have gone there were Martha Stewart, my friend Nick Halleck, who was on last episode, did it also. Jim Quick, my friend George, Stephen Hawking actually even did this. And you get to float like Superman in this airplane. And the really cool thing is you're wearing this jumpsuit, and at the end they give you, like, they'll throw water in the air, and these little molecules go floating, these molecules of water, and you try to capture it in your mouth. And as you try to capture it, so the molecules of water are floating, but the second you hit it, it like splashes in your face. And then as soon as they say feet down, feet down, feet down, you gotta lay down on your back, and then all of a sudden it starts like raining in the plane because all the water that was floating up in the air is now, you know, coming down on you. So if anybody ever had the desire to try and wanted to feel what it would feel like to be an astronaut, this is the closest. It's not a simulation. This is the thing that you would do. It's called Zero G. You can go to their website, zerog.com, and you could find out all about it. It was the most awesome gift. I mean, instead of, you know, jewelry, and I mean, not that I'm saying I don't like jewelry, or, you know, flowers, but, you know, and just in case you want to know, I like roses and topaz. But just saying that it was just such an awesome adventure, and I'm actually going to be writing for it on a blog on Traveling Mom called, I'm going to be talking about the experience, but we'll be talking about that in a second. And just two other things that are coming up. You know that I have my Taramina's comedy show that I produce. That's coming up June 2nd, Taramina's Restaurant, and that is Saturday, June 2nd. It's dinner, fantastic, appetizer, dessert, and the show. And we have Rhonda Handsome, John Ivorone, and Chris Roach from Kevin Can Wait is on that show. And then Sunday, June 3rd, I'm actually going to be performing at the Actors Temple in Manhattan, 339 West 47th Street, and we're doing a fundraiser, and that temple is very famous. That's where Shirley Winters, Sophie Tucker, Joey Lewis, Henny Youngman, the Three Stooges all performed, and I'll be on that stage performing also. So I'll be giving you more information about that later, but now I have the pleasure of introducing my first guest here, and I mean, listen, I know Kim, but since she's got so many credits and did so many things that are fantastic, I'm going to read you her stuff here. Kim Orlando is the founder and CEO of Traveling Mom and Traveling Dad, because it's not enough just to be a traveling mom. She's a sought-after speaker, spokesperson, and social media consultant. She's built the company into a leading network of vetted writers and social media influencers who write about travel from every life stage. The Traveling Mom, Traveling Dad Influencer Network is a respected and supported community that regularly works with Fortune 500 companies. She's been featured on the Today Show, Good Morning America, Forbes, Parents Magazine. She's even been on the Times Square billboard. Prior to founding Traveling Mom, she owned a document management company where her life as a traveling mom started. Kim lives in Connecticut. Don't worry, I'm not going to give you her address, even though everything, but she's a hot chick. But you know what? She's married. She's got a husband and kids, so you're not going to find it. You're not getting it out of me. My last name is Capo. I don't give up that information. Anyway, Kim, so happy for you to be here.
That's an interesting introduction. That was great.
Listen, is there anything about me that's ever normal?
No. Always entertaining.
Yeah. So, Kim, first of all, the way we met was really interesting, right?
Yes. I mean,
so, Kim, want to tell them how we met?
Well, actually, I kind of stalked her a little bit. I went to see another person who was doing a stand-up routine, and Fran was one of the comedians performing, and I just grabbed you afterwards and said, hey, can we chat? And we did, and then after that, I just didn't give up until you said, sure, I can be your adventure traveling mom. And then you made me eat fire, and here we are.
Exactly. I love how she just says a quick synopsis. I talk fast, but I don't necessarily do those quick synopsis.
I skipped like a couple of years in between.
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, that was Nancy Lombardo, who I love. That was her show that she did, which was called Momity. And that's where we met at Momity, Nancy Lombardo's show. Now, what inspired you? You said you started doing it when you were working at the other company, but what inspired you to decide to create this Traveling Mom Network?
Well, actually, the introduction that you read is the PR introduction. The truth is that, I mean, that's the truth also, but this actually started as an idea before that. I was living in Los Angeles, and a friend of mine sent me a newsletter called Traveling Woman, and I think I got pregnant like the next day or the day after or something, and I was like, Traveling Mom would be kind of a good idea. Then fast forward, I have kids, and I move to Connecticut, and I start this document management business, and I'm in the trenches. I'm, you know, working at a pharmaceutical company, and I'm traveling 2-3 times a week from Connecticut to New Jersey. People always think that I started Traveling Mom because I love, you know, beaches, and I was on some Emerald Beach somewhere, and I do love all of that, but that's not how it started. It started like, you know, on the road, basically in Jersey. That's how it started.
So now I've learned two things. When you read that magazine, you get pregnant the next day.
It doesn't exist anymore, so you don't have to worry about that one.
But the other thing that I've learned is, you know, this is the thing I loved about Kim. Early on, when Kim was doing Traveling Mom, we were doing all writing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we went to, what was it, Boston? No,
Baltimore.
We went to Baltimore. And I was like, Kim, why don't we start doing, like, videos? And she's like, well, all right, show me how. So we started videoing everything we were doing. We would eat an ice cream, a gelato, and we were like, all right, let's video us eating the gelato. And we started doing it. So it was blogs and vlogs, and then it just grew. Yeah. I mean, how many years have you been doing it now?
2006, I went full-time, and we had, like, 2 writers. Now we have 60 writers around the world. And
60?
Yeah, and from the life stage part, I don't want to skip over that, because we're not all the same mom. So we're not all the same traveling moms. So we have grandmoms and a great grandmom. We have dads. We have moms of 12 kids, moms with 1 kid, you know, so we represent a lot of different ways to travel.
But see, here's the other thing too, that's really cool about the site. It's got a lot of niches in it. So, like, if you like cruise ships, they got a traveling mom that just covers cruise ships. If you have an autistic kid, they have a traveling mom that does autism. Mm-hmm. If you like, how do you keep your kid occupied on the road? Allie Berman does brain fitness. So, you know, having your kids engaged while you're doing things on the road. So, any challenge that you may have as a parent, well, I can't travel because, you know, I only go on cruise trips, or I can't travel because I have 10 kids of all different ages. We have moms that can address each of those issues. And that's what's really cool.
Right. I mean, my whole goal was to help moms get out of the house, whoever they are, wherever they are. When you leave the house, you're traveling. If you're just in your car, if you're taking a day trip, you're traveling.
Yeah. Now, I want people to understand, now, on that website, this is about suggesting places. It's not a booking website.
Well, we're moving in that direction.
Are you?
For 10 years, we were saying, hey, this is a great place to go, and then you'd have to go someplace else to book it. That didn't make any sense. So now, yes, you can book some trips. We're actually going to host our own trips this year. In October, we're going to do a bourbon tour called Backroads Bourbon Backroads, and that's in Kentucky because that's where I'm from, so I'm going to start there. So we'll do that in October, and then India in January. But there'll be lots of other trips coming up. They're all places we've been, and we only write about our own personal experiences, places we've been, things that we've done, as you know.
Yes, right. Because it's got to be firsthand, because you can't recommend something, honestly, if you've never done it. You can't just go, oh, I saw a picture of that beach. It looks nice. How do you know two steps over there's not 10 garbage cans there?
Right, and our responsibility is to the mom. So if a mom says, hey, I want to eat fire, I need to be able to tell her, well, this is what you can expect. If Fran's not with you, then these are the steps to be safe, basically.
Right, and you're not going to do that. So I'm going to be in charge of the adventure travel. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have an adventure tour where we'll start out easy for certain people. And I do have my book Adrenaline Adventures, which is the 50 different adventures you could do in a day or weekend. So those, if people, and they rate them on a scale of 1 to 5. So, you know, people say, well, I only want to do an adventure that's 1, which is pretty much like walking a mall. But,
for some people, that's an adventure. But that's what I love about your writing is that, you know, you cover everything from being in Antarctica, I remember that, to swimming with sharks, diving with sharks, all this stuff that you do. But you can turn anything into an adventure. And I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
We turned Baltimore into an adventure. It was a food adventure.
But we did. And we just literally went all over the place going, what about there? What about there? But what about the dessert? What?
Right.
We could do
right.
all these different things. So you have all the different niche writers. It covers the world, right?
Cover the world.
We cover the world. So now we know what's next up for Traveling Mom. Now, Kim has this very weird little thing she likes.
What?
She likes these throw-up stories.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's so true. That's so true. I especially like them from celebrities.
Yeah. And the reason is because as a mom, you have to deal with this on the road. I mean, like if your kid. So I don't know if I ever actually told you the story. It's one where I was with Spencer. He was 8 months old. I was doing stand-up comedy. I was with my friend Jeanette Barber, and who was the executive producer of the Rosie Show. And we were on the road doing stand-up together, and Spencer had eaten prunes. And what happened
how
was...
How old was he? 8 months old?
He had
a little jar of prunes. Okay,
yeah, right.
I was picturing a little kid popping prunes in his mouth.
Right, with the pits.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a good mom. And now then I learned how to do the Heimlich maneuver on him afterwards. But so what happened was I wiped his face, and I looked at it afterwards, and I went, ooh, the maid's going to think this is something bad. So I left this whole novel. I just want you to know, I'm really sorry for messing up your paper thing. But, you know, this is not what it seems it is. I'll buy you a new towel. And my friend Jeanette's going, Fran, you could have went down there and, you know, spoke to the lady. And I said, I just don't want them to think bad of me in case, you know, I come back to this gig. So that was one of my favorite things. Now, you also give cool tips, not just destinations. And that's one of the things that's great about Traveling Mom. It's not just, hey, go to Turkey. You know, it's like, hey, go to Turkey, but this is what you should watch out for. Or you're talking about the best type of luggage to bring and things like that. So do you have any general tips maybe that you might want to give?
Yes, I have a really good one, actually. This one will take you far, especially with the overcrowding of airports now that airplane travel has become public transportation. Pack a power strip. Doesn't have to be the huge long one, but it needs to be a power strip. Pack that with you so that you can always recharge your own devices, because I can't tell you how many times, I'm sure this has happened to you. You get to the airport and your phone is dying and you need to plug in and they're all taken because airports are not prepared with enough outlets. So you become the community leader. You have your power strip. You plug it in, and you can share with 5 or 6 other people or 5 or 6 family members.
Oh, wow. That is a really cool tip that people don't even think about. And that one of the other things, too, I don't know if you know about Global Pass. Are you familiar with that?
Global Entry?
Global Entry.
Yeah,
Global Pass. That's if you travel a lot. It doesn't work when you're heading out of the country, although it does get you TSA pre-check approval. But when you're coming back in, it actually saves you having to go through the security line. on, because you have to fill out an application with your fingerprints, with your, you know, photo and everything prior, so you've already been pre-approved that you're a safe flyer. And
right.
so that has saved me so much time coming back into the country,
right.
especially because I travel, you know, all over.
So the tip with that I learned the hard way is, if you are thinking about getting TSA PreCheck, get the Global Entry Pass instead. It's maybe
yes.
$20 more, but you get both, two for one kind of thing.
Yes.
And when I first got my Global Entry Pass, it wasn't the case. That was not the case. You had to get one of each.
Right. And in this instance, now the way they've done it, also in the year 2002, I just did a video on this. They're making everybody get an enhanced driver's license or real ID.
I just got that.
And so that's another thing, because they want to use a government approved ID to do that.
But, you know, even the DMV guy, he said, you know, I think this is going to be out the window in another year or two. So I don't know how much, you know, emphasis to put on that, but it can't hurt.
So, Kim, if people want to find out more about you, and of course I'll be writing about, I actually wrote up the article already, I'm just waiting for the video on the Zero G. If people want to find out more, where can they go to find out about
Traveling
Mom?
Of course you want to go to TravelingMom and TravelingDad.com. You asked me for tips, I got to throw this other one out there. When you're traveling with your family, include everyone in the conversation so everybody is invested in the trip.
That is very good, because they don't feel like, oh, mom and dad are just dragging me along.
Right. And make yourself do something that wasn't on your list, but's on your kids' list, and you're going to have a really good time. And even a bad time, quote unquote bad, creates amazing memories. We stayed in a Fleabag kind of, you know, B&B one time in London, and we still talk about that owner. We still talk about that funny time. So it's the memory that counts.
Yeah, definitely the memory, and maybe the few fleas you brought home. But so there we go. Go to Traveling Mom, single. Singular, TravelingMom.com, and Traveling and or Traveling Dad, singular, TravelingDad.com, and you can find all about it. And they also have Twitter parties.
Oh yeah, we have Twitter chats every Monday night. Every Monday night we talk about travel and all different, you know, viewpoints on travel. So join us there, and we're big on social, on all the social media channels.
So yeah, Kim taught me a lot about Instagram. So anyway, Kim, I will be seeing you soon, and we're always doing this. And thank you so much. We'll be back in a few minutes on Fran's World here live at City Center.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Adventure Girl!
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, and we're back. This is Fran Capo from Fran's World. We're live at Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center. And, of course, you know the show by now. It's produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifters Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. All right, without further ado, I am actually going to bring up my next guest. And she is actually talking to us today from North Carolina, I believe, but she'll tell me more of that after I introduce her. All right. So Ellen Hayes is an executive assistant to the vice chair for Research Department of Psychiatry at Columbia University, the second highest position there. So she's an important lady. She does that by day and by night, weekends, and every other spare minute. She's the Putnam Valley Business.org by night. She has been president there since she gave them 3 proposals on how to make the organization grow. They loved her ideas and made her president. The first is first official public meeting was at Char Steakhouse in September of 2016 with only a handful of people. And now they're celebrating their success once again at Char on May 31st, but this time to a sold-out house. Here today to talk about the success of PVBN is President Ellen Hayes. How are you, Ellen?
I'm doing great, Fran. How are you doing? What a wonderful introduction. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, I know it's not the typical introduction. So, but now, first I want to say how I met Ellen. There's many different ways, but, you know, she had a flea market. I'm in the same town as her, and she is always around. She's always doing something, and I'm at the flea market, and, you know, we're selling stuff, and we're talking, and then she's like, oh, why don't you come here? And then the next thing I know, I'm doing a speaking engagement for PVBN, and she always goes, Frank, get the letters right. I'm, you know, whatever. Okay, but...
Okay. Absolutely terrific event, Fran. You were the hit of the evening. That was a comedy night that was held at the Cortland Manor, and that was a sold-out crowd, thanks to you.
Thank you very much, and to your promotion. So now, you have a background. At the age of 20, you started at Valley Realty Company with an open checkbook of a very successful man who was sort of like your mentor, and he believed in your business skills, because that is one thing that has carried out throughout your career. So you're originally from South Bend, Indiana, then you came to New York in 1991. So how did your life change, and how did you get involved in what you're doing now from where you came from?
Well, I think the sense of businesses is very important to me. Our small businesses are our backbone to our communities, wherever you're from, and it's very important. And I've always just gravitated towards business, seeing them succeed. And, you know, we evolved to this Putnam Valley Business Network by hearing constantly in our town that we live in, Fran, that we didn't have any businesses. And that was the furthest thing from the truth. We have lots of businesses in Putnam Valley and its surrounding area. The Putnam Valley Business Network is not only a networking organization, but it's a 501c8 filed Chamber of Commerce. So with all that being said, we have been able to grow this business network into an absolute success. We have been so good at our networking events that are pulling in people from all over the county and beyond. We have people attending our networking events from Rockland, Orange, Dutchess, Westchester. So there's always new faces at our events, which makes connecting our businesses and building their realm of influence and their sales abilities to an unbelievable success. So it's been really wonderful. We also hold educational and community forum events. Our educational events are teaching our small businesses how to market on social media. We've got one coming up June 18th with a company called Solutions for Growth. It's going to teach us the power of the inbox, and that's constant contact mailing. So we're continually giving our business is the tools they need to succeed. And community forums, we just held the drug crisis in our backyard, again at the VFW, and that was a packed house. Absolutely terrific turnout, and everybody learned a lot of how to take part in that terrible problem we have. So very proud of our efforts.
How many members do you have now?
Right now, I think we're cruising over 70. I haven't done a good count on it yet. But within 2 months ago, we got 12 members in 1 month. And since then, we've been averaging 1 to 2 new members every week, which shows what we're doing to
is really growing.
Business is working.
You know, the other thing that's really cool that I notice is on the website, and you're constantly, you engage in niche marketing, and you really promote the members via the social media, your website and the events. I mean, you promoted the show, and then you said that, even just the amount of people that saw your promotion for the show, and considering, you know, the area that we're dealing with. But what's cool, it's almost like we're the Angie's List of Putnam. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, hey, you need flowers, go to this person. And someone might not even realize the florist was right around the corner. You were telling me a story about that, where they wanted to send flowers to somebody, and they were like, oh, you know, a friend that lived in Putnam, and she had moved outside and didn't even realize in the whole time she had lived that there was a florist right by, and she was able to do that. And so that's the kind of benefits that come about from this, because if you are going, oh, I need a pet sitter, and then you are looking in another place for it, and, you know, but then you're like, wait a minute, why don't I just go in my hometown and I can find that? And that's one of the benefits. But like you said, it's not just our area, because it's got the outreach to the other different places. Now, we talked about us possibly doing a Hot Topics on Radio event, which will be really cool also. So we're going to be talking more about that later. But I don't even know, are there any more seats available for the May 31st Annual Business Appreciation Dinner?
There are more seats. We're almost sold out on that, which is absolutely fantastic. This is our first annual business appreciation dinner, where we're showing where we came from, what we've done for our small businesses, and celebrating their successes, too.
And that's going to be on May
30th. We're almost at 60 people. I think we can go up to 70.
So it's May 31st, Char Steakhouse and Bar, 151 Bryant Pond Road in Putnam Valley. And if you want to find out more about it, just go to www.pvbusiness, that's V as in Victor, pvbusinessnetwork.org to reserve your seat. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a Char's great restaurant. I go there a lot. The food's delicious. The people are great. They're, you know, it's not a stuffy event. Everybody's willing to help everybody, and it really works. So once again, just Ellen, it's great. I'm going to see you on the 31st, but once again, plug the, because hey, that's what everybody needs to know. The website is pvbusinessnetwork.org. Correct?
That's correct.
So, well, people, if you want to get word out in the Westchester community, Putnam Valley community, Rockland, and the whole surrounding area, go to pvbusinessnetwork.org. Ellen Hayes, fantastic president, business person, media person, and thanks so much for being on the show, and I will see you on May 31st.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
And we're back. You're listening to Fran's World on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our wonderful, fantastic sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labrolia Inc., and Salem Golf Club. All right, so we've talked about travel. We've talked about business. Now it's the time to start laughing and talk about comedy. My next guest, Matt Florio, is a filmmaker and actor who's made his life's goal to make people laugh and creating nearly a dozen award-winning, you hear that, folks? Not just, you know, creating stuff. They're award-winning short films under his production company, Comedy Flow Entertainment. Matt has transformed into the world of web series. Most recently, he created his fourth series called Son of a... And that's not me not saying it, well, although... You know, whatever. It literally is son of a dot, 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 which is currently airing now. The tagline is unlike father, unlike son. It's about a son trying to restart his life, moves in with the father after the mother dies. It's a good, clean, funny, smart situation comedy. Please welcome Matt Florio. Matt, how you doing?
I'm great, Fran. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, I heard about you through my good friend George Bettinger of the Mom and Pop Show. He was bragging about you and your show, and he was like, Fran, you got to have Matt on as a guest. He's got this great, web series that he's doing. Now, I watched the first three episodes online, and they were great. And for people who will watch it, and we're going to give them the link in a minute, you play Leo, the friend on the series, right?
Yes. I have a supporting role as the best friend on the show. I'm actually the creator of the show, and I co-wrote the show with a friend of mine, and produced it with the star of the show, John Mandelli, who also directed it. It's a collaboration by. There's a lot of people that were involved. We probably had around.
Now, let me ask you something, because for some people who don't know, I mean, most people do, but just in case, explain the difference between a web series, which is on the internet, and people can watch through the internet and TV, and a comedy series that would be on TV. Explain how the process, if any, is different.
Well, for one thing, everything that you see on television, when it comes to sitcoms are usually 22 minutes. That's counting the commercials. So when you watch a half-hour sitcom, you're really watching around 22 minutes. Web series tend to be a lot shorter because people's attention spans are a lot shorter when it comes to watching things online. Our videos are around somewhere around 10 minutes an episode, but the show was basically created as originally was a proof of concept for us to pitch it to networks to get a professional show that you would normally see on NBC or Comedy Central or wherever you would watch on TV. But rather than just shoot a pilot, I actually thought it was a better idea to shoot 8 episodes. So we got 8 episodes. They're 10 minutes an episode. We've been releasing an episode a week for the last 4 weeks. Episode 4 just aired this past Wednesday. We've got 4 more episodes. And then from there, we go to film festivals, which we've already gotten the show accepted at film festivals. The show's already started to win awards at film festivals.
Excellent. Don't realize how hard that is because a lot of people are submitting. So it's not like, you know, you're the only one submitting. There's a lot of competition out there. Just think of everybody that's on the internet. So to be accepted into the festivals is huge.
Oh, for sure. I went through the whole festival circuit with my short films. I wrote, produced 9 short films before I started to get into the into the web series. But I guess what the main difference between a web series and a sitcom is the web series you can go and you can upload it yourself.
Cool. So, now, is this scripted or is it an improv mix?
Everything is scripted. I create all the shows. Sometimes by myself, sometimes with two of my writing partners, Adam Tessitore and David the Voice Stein. Sometimes we work together. We create it. We write the shows. Everything's scripted, but since this is comedy, you want to kind of leave the walls. You want to expand the walls a little bit because when you have really great comics, you want to give them permission to kind of...
Exactly, because they may come out with a gem that you're going, oh, we got to have that in there. Now, was this inspired? Is this based on anybody's life?
It wasn't really inspired by anything. My previous three shows were kind of... I definitely have a high level of absurdity in a lot of my stuff. Inspired by, Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm and a lot of, situational comedies with crazy characters. This show, I just wanted to do a show with a little more heart to it.
Get a feel for the character at the same time he's going through all these comedic things that are happening to him, and you're, like, you can see it's a logical, not logical, but it's kind of absurd, but at the same time you could say, if you were in that situation, what would you do? Oh my gosh, move back home. Oh no, what everybody dreads. But the actors are so good in there, and I have a lot in common because I've worked with a lot of the actors that I saw in, Sal Richards, he's a fellow friar. I work with Richard Bay, who plays the boss on the show. I was like, wait a minute, I'm seeing a bunch of my friends on this. This is fantastic. And so and it's so much fun to do that when you're working with people you love. That creates a whole other dynamic too.
Of course, and that's kind of how this thing came together. I had shot two other series down here in Florida, and I had worked with John Manzelli, who now we're very, very close friends. We had worked together on those two shows. I cast him as an actor. And after the second show, we became closer, and he said, I'd really like to, produce something with you, write something for us, and maybe we can get some off the ground. And I thought about it, whatever. And I wasn't going to shoot anything until I came up with a concept that I really, really thought was gold. And he was just perfect for this role. I mean, he's already been nominated for Best Actor Awards for the show.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. Yeah, right.
and then from there it was just okay. All right, I'm going to play the friend. If I'm right for a role, I will cast myself, but I'm not somebody that I'll look for other people first.
Right, and to get in there. I mean, but are you like an Alfred Hitchcock? You want to at least make one appearance in everything?
No, I consider myself a screenwriter first and foremost, but I kind of fell into performing to meet other performers. Because I was writing comedy scripts. I think I wrote my first script back in 2003, and I just kind of engulfed myself in that comedy community with stand-ups and sketch comics and improv, trying to get my scripts in front of people. And then when I realized, okay, well, nobody's giving me the money to shoot these things, I got to figure out how I'm going to self-produce them myself. So everything that you see on my YouTube channel, all those projects are self-produced.
And who funds it? You fund it yourself?
Yeah, but there's no funding.
That's what I mean. Like, unless you did a Kickstarter, there's no fun. You're basically doing this.
Everything you see on those YouTube channels is people that believed in the project donating their talent and their time.
And that's what people don't realize. There's so many talented people out there. And sometimes, and that's why I love doing this show and bringing to light people who believe in their passion so much that they go, all right, so you don't want to give me the money, you don't believe in me, I'll just do it myself. And then you start winning awards, and then all of a sudden people are going, oh, you know what, I always believed in you. Oh, yeah, after I got those awards, you believed in me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Will Smith has one of my favorite quotes of all time, which is, if you're you're absent during my struggle, don't expect to be present during my success.
That is so true, because those are the true friends, the ones that were there when they were, you know, well, whatever, you're doing stand-up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's two drunks in the audience, and your friend is going, don't worry about it, tomorrow will be a good day. And then the other ones who come along after, you know, you got your tickets selling at $200 a pop, and they're like, can you get me in for free? Oh, I'm sorry, we're sold out.
I mean, you realize that people have busy lives. Like, your videos online are not the most important thing in their lives.
Of course.
But there is something to the people that truly support you and are behind you and aren't just humoring you just to make you feel good about yourselves. But when people actually do like your work, there is a great feeling, especially when you're doing comedy and you're making people laugh. I mean, to me, it's always been comedy movies and sitcoms have always been an outlet to, okay, you got any stress in your life, you put one of those things on your television and you forget about what's going on in your life for that 30 minutes to 2 hours.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, it has been proven. I mean, they say laughter is the best medicine, and that's not just a line. It's actually been physically, physiologically proven that laughter creates endorphins that actually help healing, and they actually help people be able to deal with stress. It's a great stress buster. I mean, this is not just, you know, oh, yeah, right, laughter is the best medicine. I mean, it truly is. I mean, you know, there's that whole thing with Norman Cousins' Anatomy of an Illness, when he was sick, and then he started, and they said that he wasn't going to have a chance to live, and he checked himself out of the hospital and checked himself into a hotel and would start watching episodes of Candid Camera and laughing, and he started to heal. And then my friend Saren has this whole thing called Comedy Cures. I mean, the whole thing is that laughter is such an important part of our culture, especially when things are going on. And I watched those first three episodes, and like you said, there is a new episode that's released every Wednesday, and it'll be for 8 weeks. So the fourth one was just released. So there's another four more coming, correct?
Yeah, there's four more coming.
Are they in the can already, or are you shooting?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are they in the can already, or are you shooting them?
They're ready to go. They're ready to go. They're done. We just like to space them out. Because,
oh, of course, yeah.
You know, just to give people, like, I mean, the chance of getting somebody to watch all 8 episodes a week is a lot, but 10 minutes per week.
It's right. 10 minutes per week. Exactly. Or unless, you know, people do with some shows, they like to binge watch. I mean, I watched all three in a row because I wanted to know what was happening next. That's just me. And plus, I wanted to know your work, you know, when you were coming on, because I heard such great things about you.
And that's the great part about even the series, as well as the fact that when all the episodes are out, you can watch the entire series in an hour and a half.
Which is
actually under an hour and a half.
Exactly, and then you can eat popcorn for the other half hour that you'd be watching a regular movie.
Or you can have a drink.
Either way, whatever suits you. And you have other series as well, and who knows, maybe I'll be in Florida one day and I'll be in one of your series. You never know. But because that's where you're based now, right? Florida?
I'm originally from South Florida, and then I moved up to up north, and I was up in New Jersey.
And you were cold, so you moved
to New York City, and I was up there for a decade, and then I came back here to do some projects down here. So I kind of like moved up there, got the experience, met my contacts. I still shoot some stuff up there. And I'm just trying to expand my network, I guess.
Well, you picked your casting was fantastic.
Of stuff online, yeah. The short film stuff. You'll see a lot of the same faces. You'll see some very familiar faces, people that have comedians and performers and actors that have been in, you know, television shows, movies that you recognize that are actually famous. And then you'll see some unknown people that are just part of my
your stable of performers.
Family.
Yeah. You know what? But that's good. You know, I mean, you're giving a shot to the people that are tried and true, and then to new, you know, new people so that people can get introduced to them. So if people want to see your Son of a series, they would go to YouTube.com.
YouTube.com/comedyflow.
And that's F-L-O, not without the W. F-L-O, like his his last name is Matt Florio, so he took F-L-O. And you leave the R-I-O part out. So it's comedy F-L-O. Okay, so YouTube.com/comedyflow.
Everybody can connect with us also. Our handles on all social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all comedy flow.
So perfect.
We're very easy to find, and, you know, we love our fans.
Hey, our fans are what helps us become successful.
We love our fans, and we follow everybody back, and like to keep in touch. And so far things are going well. I mean, we've gotten great feedback from the show.
Great.
When people check out that show, they can check out the other shows.
Okay, well, we gotta run. It was great talking with you, and if you want to laugh, make sure you check out Son of a with Comedy Flow on his YouTube channel and all the other social networks. Thanks so much, Matt. And now we're going to just wrap up here with a few things. One of our sponsors is J.P. McHale Pest Management, and he gave us a couple advice for tick season. If you get a tick, do not burn or use any substance on a tick. Do not grab, squeeze, or twist the body of a tick. Grab the tick close to skin with the tweezers. Pull it straight out. Use antiseptic on the skin. Disinfect your hands thoroughly. And always see a physician for possible diagnosis, testing, and treatment, especially if tick parts remain after removal. I also am adding that save the tick to show the doctor so they could identify what type of tick it was. And we thank J.P. McHale. They're not only one of our sponsors, I am one of their clients. And remember that I have my next comedy show coming up at Taramina's on June 2nd, Saturday, June 2nd. That's in just a few weeks, and Taramina's is in Peekskill, located at 59 Hudson Avenue, Peekskill, New York. It's dinner, appetizers, desserts, and the show. And we have a great show lined up for you. And last, I do want to tell you, there is a new website out there called Unfollow, UNFOLLO.com, unfollow.com. It's got limited data collection, social networking without the worry, and you protect your privacy, and it's a new it's a new website that's coming out, and my son created it. So listen, people, go there, sign up. So if you want to let people know what's happening, but you don't want your information sold to advertisers, check out unfollow.com. I'm putting my stuff up there. And until next time, our next show is going to be June 22nd. This is Fran's World. And remember, everyone has a special talent inside. Find out what it is and let it shine. And, of course, I'd like to thank Jim Clearfield for being my wonderful media guy and announcing, and he's got a great voice. He's been in this business for 30 years. And we've got Matt, our engineer, who's always here helping. And because he's tall, he also puts up my banners. Okay, but we're over here. We're going to eat, thanking our guests today. We had Kim Orlando, Ellen Hayes, and Matt Florio, and tips from J.P. McHale. Thank you so much. Join us again. Please spread the word, because that's the way we could share happiness with everyone. Fran's World on WestchesterTalkRadio.com. See you next month.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.